Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Chaf, mitzvah 520, as we continue in Parsha Shoftim, and we get to a new mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of setting up and declaring and putting up signs where the Ari Miklat are. Says the Torah here in Perak Yutes, Ki achris Hashem alkecha sagoyim, when the non-Jew, when the other nations are driven out. V'yirishtem, v'yashavta v'areihem uvavatehem, and you live there. Shalosh arim tavdilach, you shall separate six cities. B'toch artzacha, in your land. Asher Hashem alkecha nosim l'cha l'rishta, that Hashem gives you. Tachin l'cha haderech, get it ready, prepare the way. V'shilashta es gvul artzacha, and split it up into three. It's Chazal Darshan from this. They all the Ari Miklat have to be equidistant from each other and from the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Asher Yanchil Hashem Elokecha v'hayal anus shama kol rotzeach. All murderers by accident, rotzchei shogeg, have to run there. V'zed davar harotzeach asher yanus shama v'chay asher yakas v'yibivli das. As the Torah goes through again, just as it did earlier in Parshas Maaseh, it goes through again. Here are the details. Pen yurdav gol adam achrei rotzeach. Maybe the gol adam will run ki echal levavo v'hisigo ki yir ba'aderech v'iko nafesh v'loi mishma mavas. And the person who killed should not be killed because lo sonehu lo mitmoshel shom. Al kain, says Hashem, is very, very verbose. And it's said twice in the Torah. Al kain anochi mesavcha leimar shalosh arim tavdil lach. And then the Torah adds, v'im yarchiv Hashem lakachas gevolcha. This v'im is when Hashem is marchiv the land, kasher nishpa lavo secha, bizman be lasil lavo, as we'll get to, but nasa lachashem, as kolaraz, kasher dibra lases lavo secha, you, Hashem gives you the entire land, when you do that, via safta lacha, oot shalosh arim, you have to add on three. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu did three, Yoshua Rabbeinu did three, and there will be another three, biyamos hamashiach. That is the mitzvah. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch following him count a separate mitzvah of separating Arei Mikla. We know, we've had Isurim discussed in Parshas Maaseh already, the mitzvahs of keeping Arei Leviim as they were meant to be in terms of the structure, but specifically related to our mitzvah, there's already a mitzvah for a Rotzeach to run, or Bezdin to put a Rotzeach Peshogi in the Ir Mikla. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, and the Chinuch follows him, separate from the mitzvah of Galus, setting up the Arei Mikla itself. If you look back at the Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah Tav Yud, shenitz tavu bezdin shel Yisrael lahashlich maka nefesh b'shkaga meiro lo shiva b'ari miklat. It's a mitzvah upon bezdin to put somebody who kills b'shogig into the ir miklat. And v'gam hamake gamu bechal mitzvah zaseh. Also, if somebody kills b'shogig, shenemar olav ki b'ir miklato yeshev ad mos hakohen agadol. So already we know the mitzvah of ir miklat is discussed then. So now we have a separate mitzvah counted, two separate mitzvahs setting up the ir miklat. If you remember, the Chinuch back then spoke about the shorish of the mitzvah. Here he does say, says, just look what I wrote there. So we have to review this for a moment. The three reasons, the three svaras and hashkafic points that the Chinuch says there back in mitzvah Taf Yud, mitzvah 410. Now we are in 520, so 110 mitzvahs ago. Misharshia mitzvah. Number one, lefisha avon haretzicha chamur ad ma'od shebash chasas ha'olam. Murder, as we know, destroys the world. The Rambam says in Ilchos Rotzeach, there's no other avir that does it. Ad sha'amru zechorna levracha shahori nevesh b'mezid, if somebody kills on purpose, afilu asakala mitzvos, ino niso min adin. If somebody kills, that's going to outweigh all mitzvahs that he does. Therefore, it's appropriate, even if somebody does this terrible aveira by accident, b'shogeg, mikivan shebas takala gedola kazu al yado, since he had a hand in it, literally, sheyitztarer ala tsar galus, he should feel a little bit of the tsar, sheshokol kimat kitzar misa, shenifrad adam me'ohavav u'me'eres moladato, v'shochen kol yamavim zarim. Number one, it is somewhat, we would call it a kapara, because, or an onesh. He was involved in this, even though it wasn't his fault, it was shogeg, but still, he should feel the tsar. Number one. Number two, va'od yish tikun ha'olam b'mitzvah. And number two, this tikun ha'olam. What? Kamo, protect him. Kamo shebi'ar kasuv, as the psukim say, b'feirashi, natsalim zem yad go'al adam, leval yargenu, alo chamas b'kapav, it wasn't his fault, and therefore protection. And number three, the chinuch gets psychological, va'od to'elas b'davar, levili yiru krove hamuka. Harotzeach le'inehem tamid b'makom shasta hara'a. If the relatives have to see, even if they're not going to go kill him, if they have to see this murderer b'shogeg all the time, so then that is going to hurt them. That's going to pain them, and therefore the Torah has rachmanis even on not causing them any more pain. And the Chinuch ends off by saying v'chol darchei haTorah noam. The ways of the Torah are sweet. Add this to the darchei haTorah noam. list of all the mitzvos that are based on that. Those are the three reasons. So that's in Parshas Maaseh. So question number one that we can deal with is, why are there two sections of Ari Miklat, one in the end of Maaseh, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and one here? Is there a difference between these two centers of discussion for the mitzvos? So suggests a number of achronim. The Birchas Peretz writes this in Parshas Maaseh, and as the Chinuch himself just said it, if you look at the Chinuch closely, that is, there are two elements of the Ir Miklat world. When a person runs to Ir Miklat, there are two accomplishments. What is called in the language of the achronim, kapara and hatsala. Kapara, as the Torah says explicitly, there's a kapara element. He has to run there. He was involved in this Avera b'shogig, but it was terrible, and therefore he has to get kapara. He's not killed. Obviously, he didn't do it on purpose, but he requires a kapara. And number two, hatzala, to save him. He needs to be saved. That's what the Berachas Peretz disciple writes in Parshas Maaseh. Chazinon dima'od shakta Torah al hatzalaso migol hadam. The Torah goes to great pains to save him. As we'll see in the Sefer Chinuch soon, part of the mitzvah is to put up signs. Make Miklat, all right, Miklat, run there quickly. Make sure you get there. And he has bodyguards that go with him. The Torah goes out of its way, and all the Torah Shemapeh, to make sure that he's protected. But on the other hand, the second that he would walk out of an Ir Miklat, the blood's on his own head. The Torah worries about him. But, you know, you take the law to your own hands if you leave the Ir Miklat. And therefore, says the Birchas Peretz, there's an onesh. There's an onesh that occurs. It's what we would call kapara. But there's also an element of hatzalos. That's what the Birchas Peretz says, and many achronim say. Suggest the mitzvahs hamelech. Rabbi Sement, in his Sefer on the Rambam here, on Mitzvah Kufpei Beis, these two elements, maybe, he says this at the end, actually, we'll get to that in a minute. There are separate elements. Sometimes you can have one without the other. The Hatzalah element without the Kapara element, and vice versa. So, for example, right when a person kills, before he's brought to a Din Torah, he runs to the Ir Miklat. And Beis Din would send him to the Ir Miklat before they get the Edim in order, before they get everything ready. He's running there. What is he running there for? There's no Kapara yet, because maybe he did it on purpose, and this wouldn't even be good enough. That's an example of Hatzalah without Kapara. Or the other example he gives is the Mizbeach is Kolate. We know the Gemara tells us that if somebody runs to the Mizbeach and holds onto the Mizbeach, that also offers him protection. Again, that's not Kapara, but that's Hatzalah. So that's Hatzalah without Kapara. How about the other way? Do you ever have a case with Kapara without Hatzalah? So he says, based on the Gemara in Makos Daf Ches, Mavur, Yisrael Shaharag Eved Gola. Let's say Yisrael kills an Eved. What if he kills a Ger? Any of these. So if you say he goes to Ari Miklat in those cases, so then there's no Hatzalah. Rather, nobody's trying to kill him. There's no relatives, halachically, but he still goes there. So that shows Kapara without Hatzalah. So you see, you can separate these two elements. Says the Mitzvos HaMelech, amazingly, maybe those are the two separations of Parshios in Ir Miklat. Because in Parshas Shoftim, it's purely a Din Hatzalah. What does the Torah say? That's where the Torah alludes to the Tochen Locha HaDerech, and put up signs, and make sure they're separated, and that's where the Rambam and the Chinuch count the separate mitzvah of setting up an Ir Miklat. Here in Parshas Shoftim, they don't count it based on a pasuk earlier in Parshas Maaseh. Here is a separate mitzvah of setting it up. The kapara element, that's just going to Ir Miklat, that is in Maaseh. Did a kapara sheish begalus, that's Maaseh. Only there it says, V'yashava an mos ha-kohen ha-gadol. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with that Tzalah? Nothing. That's why the Kohen Gadol is not mentioned here in Shoftim. It's only mentioned there. Asher mishamu diafina adin kapara sheyesh begalas. And that's also fascinating why the Torah, separate iser, we discuss in Maaseh, a separate los asay, not to accept kofar, not to accept payment from somebody who killed Bishogeg instead of going to Galus. Why is that there and not here? Because that has to do with kapara elements. You know, instead of this kapara, maybe this kapara, no, you can't accept it. If it's the hatzala element, then of course you're not going to accept it because the guy wants to be saved. So he's going to run to you near Miklat. So it's a beautiful distinction between all the halachas that have to do with kapara are mentioned there in Maaseh, and the elements that have to do with hatzala are mentioned here in Parshas Shoftim. But those are the two elements of the mitzvah, and that's why they're separate. Yes, there are those. Rav Sadigan and others, Rav Yochanan Fischer Prolay points out, only counts one mitzvah of galus. One mitzvah of going to galus, whether it's upon Beis Din or it's upon the person, but the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam count it as two separate mitzvahs, I say. The chiv of galus and the chiv of setting up Ari Miklat. which is a schiv on Bezdin, on the king, the chinuch is going to say. And therefore, that's the reason why it's separate, because it's the two elements, the hatzalah and the kapara element. Good? Now, let us continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Lahavdil, what's the mitzvah? Lahachin sheish arei miklat. Lahavdil sheish arei miklat me'arei alavim. 6 out of the 48 cities of the Levim are designated as arei miklat. Shetihiyena moados lanus shama makinevish bishkaga. So the one who killed Bishoki can run there. There! And now the Chinuch is based on the Rambam. What else is included in this mitzvah saseh? Of hachana, sheyisuknu hadrachim lu'umas he'arim v'yisyashru. To build proper roads and signs in order to get there. K'inyin sheyomra, as the Gemara says in Makas Davyud, shemiklat miklat hayikosim mefarshes drachim. Do you want to get there quickly? So you put up signs. U'mefanin hadrachim, and you clear them. Shelo yehei bohen davar sheyacher habareach min amarutze. So there's nothing that will delay somebody run away. Separate your and split into three the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, Erring Bunim in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, we've mentioned this in the past, the difference between an Ir Mikla, where we put up signs, and Aliyah L'Regel, where we don't put up signs. Aliyah L'Regel also, people have to know where Yerushalayim is, and we don't put up signs there. Why not make it easier for people? There's no separate mitzvah making the roads clear. Why? Number one, because of the Hatzalah element, right? When it comes to a Rotsiach B'Shogeg, time is of the essence. But number two, he explains, because when it comes to people who are going to Yerushalayim, you want people to come in and ask you and speak to you and befriend you and play a little Jewish geography. You have to want them to come in. A Rotsiach B'Shogeg, you're not so interested in him. He did a B'Shogeg, but it was not total ones. So therefore, we're less inviting to those people. But when it comes to the Ole Regalim, so there has to be water, we have to do certain types of tikkun for the Ole Regalim, but we don't dafka put up signs. The Netziv here notes one word here, one word in the Parsha, Tachin lecha derach v'shilashes gvul artzacha. Artzacha, your land. Betoch artzacha. Betoch artzacha. It's interesting that the Arei Miklat are within Eretz Yisrael, right? They're not somewhere out. You would think, just send them out somewhere, send them into Gaulah, send them into exile. No, no, no. Says the Netziv here, the betoch artzacha, the lo tachshov ki yoser tov lahamsi ir miklat bimelucha acheres. Don't think that it's better to set up an ir miklat somewhere far away. The anishra yafemi gol adam. Isn't that much better? If all Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, and send them somewhere very far out. That's the best protection from a gol adam. Sheyo lo yuchal la'avar esakvul b'li rishayon manig artzacha. And we'll put guards up on the borders, and we won't let the gol adam out. Wouldn't that be an easier way of protection? Says the Netziv, no. The Torah says, Lochein aladafka betoch artzacha. What's the message? Says the Netziv, this is a yesod that I've written in a number of places, including in Parshas Yisro. But he says it right here in Shoftim, and that is, even the mishpatim that we know of, those mitzvos that we say are based on logic and based on intellect, not the whole mitzvah. There are elements, even of the mishpatim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own rules and reasons for. The mitzvah sheba Torah, af al gav, sheyesh bohen tam betachlis, lefi das enoshi, mikol makom yesh bohem chukei Torah, shegavho midas enoshi. I want us to realize that every mitzvah has elements of chok in it. And if you look back, he quotes what he says in Parshas Yisro. Back in Parshas Yisro, he says, "V'kara Moshe kan mitzvah on the pasuk in Yisro es chukei ho Elokim ves torosav. All mitzvos are called chok." He says, "Ki ein das enoshi afilu chacham gadol yachol la'amod alehem zulas Moshe b'dvar Hashem." Only Moshe. Tiafilu ha mitzvah shadas no senes. Even mitzvahs that are based on logic, we call makom yesh bem pratim she'enon elgzeres v'chukim. There are elements, there are aspects of the mitzvah that are chok. Even, he says, keep it out of aim. I'll tell you, there are some elements of chok. And therefore, we have to realize that, and that's why, here, Mikla, you might have thought, put outside? No, says the Netziv, the Torah says to put it inside. Vayter, midiri ha-mitzvah. So what are some of the other halachas of the mitzvah? Mashomer zecharnu levracha. He quotes the Gemara Chazal. Ki sheish arim eile, six cities. Shalosh mehem hivdil Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom beivar ha-yardin. Three, Moshe Rabbeinu already designated on the east side of the Jordan. V'shalosh hivdil Yoshua be'eretz Kenan. V'lo koltu shal Moshe ha-shu hivdilu ha-shalosh shal Yoshua. Yoshua did the others, but they didn't work until all six. V'yem kein lama hivdil on Moshe. So why did Moshe do it if it wasn't going to work anyway? Amar mitzvah sheba'al yadi akaimena. A mitzvah that I have the chance to do, I'm going to fulfill. I don't care if it's not going to be totally working and effective until later. This is a big discussion. The Rambam talks about this in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, where he says, you know what you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu reached perfection. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher level than any of us. And yet, he did not stop doing even what the Rambam calls a half a mitzvah. A half a mitzvah, right? It's not, it doesn't even work. But Yadua She'ena Mo'ilim, this is the Rambam in Dalet Beis, in Pirkei Avos. Yadua She'ena Mo'ilim, Ve'elam Din Ari Miklat, Ache Yuvdilu, Deshalosh Ha'achei Rosh Eretz Kenan. But Moshe says, as the Chiddush quotes here, mitzvah, Habaliyad Yakemena, Uma, and the Rambam ends off, Uma in Moshe Rabbeinu, Masik Ha'emes, Shalem Shebishleimim, the ultimate imperfection, Nishtadel Lohosif Chatzi Mitzvah, L'chol Ma'alosa V'shleimuso. He was thirsty. He didn't stop. He took even half a mitzvah. So surely, we have to do whatever we can. The Chavetz Chaim as well discusses this in Parshas Vayeschanan, on the Pasuk of Oz Yavdil Moshe, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem Aleph. He says, and this is exactly what the Yetzer Hara tries to say. It says in Avos Rabbi Nasan, Al Tarchik Atzmecha, do not distance yourself, Mimida She'en La Kitzva, Umimalacha She'en La Gemira. Don't distance yourself from something that has no end. Meaning, if I can't finish something, the Yetzer Hara says, why start? If you can't finish it, so then it's not worth it. Ki Yadua, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shehayetzer Mefates HaAdam, Milakai Mitzvah Shmiras HaLashon. The Torah says, the Yetzer Hara says, forget Lashon Hara. Don't work on it. It's impossible. V'omer lo, matu elas tagia lecha. In tilmo v'tamik v'zehe inyan. In tucha lagia ad kitzvasa. V'lishvaz picha kol yimei chayecha. Could he be perfect in the area of Lashon Hara? Yoser tov lecha shalo taschil b'zu amida klal. Forget it. Work on other things. Don't worry about this. That's what Avos Rabbi Dasan is teaching me. No. Even if it's ein la kitzva, we have to work on it. It gives the mashal. La'echa chalach asfasa yam. Somebody's walking on the beach. V'ra'a shayam polet avanim tovosu magalias. And all of a sudden, pearls and diamonds start washing up. Millions and millions of diamonds start washing up. Klum Yisra shalmi l'laktan. Will somebody say, well, you know what? I can't get all of them, so I'm not going to take any of them. No, you'll take whatever you can get. You're there for an hour, 2 hours. Halo gam hamaat hazeh tov lo yoser milukon mea yamim avni bidyav avni gazis. You know, an hour on this diamond beach is even greater and more valuable to you than your whole lifetime. It says that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk when it comes to mitzvos. Im tavakshena kakesef v'chatmonim tach besenu. If you search for mitzvos and Torah like silver, like gold, that shetzorach adam lehisnaig bevakashas atachlas anitzchias. So then, even if you're osef kol kesef atmonios, you'll realize that you have to try to get everyone, even if it's only half, even if it doesn't accomplish everything. And in the footnotes, they quote, B'shem Gon Echad. I heard it in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Gon Echad, you have a girl who goes to the shuk to buy eggs for her mother. And she goes and buys eggs, and on the way back, all of a sudden, Ganavim start coming and start grabbing eggs out of her basket. So what should she do? Okay, take all of them. No, she should run home with whatever egg she has. He says he gives that as a mashal for Shemona Esrei. Sometimes we're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and we realize that we're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Like, what have we been doing for the past 4 minutes? Right, we're totally gone. We're totally realized and we're at Modim. So we might say, oh, we're already up to Modim. Forget it. Okay, I'll get it next fila. I'll get it next time. No, save the bracha. Save the eggs that you have. Right, even if you're up to Shema Koleinu. Titzkaber atala betila shem shalom. No matter whatever it is. That's what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we learn from this halacha of Moshe Rabbeinu said mitzvah shabal liyadi akaymena. The next line is also important now in the chinuch. Ubi mei hamelech hamashiach nosif o shalosh. As the pasuk says explicitly, this is the only mitzvah that's going to change the asa lavo. We're going to add on 3 more Ari miklat. The minchas chinuch asked the bomb kasha. Are we going to need Ari miklat bizman hamashiach? There's going to be murder bizman hamashiach. Are people going to have to, go to Ari Miklat? So the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Aleph, Mikol Makom Ein Tzorach LaHafrish Rak Od Shalosh Kakasuv BaTorah V'Gzeres HaKasuv. We're not going to need them, says the Minchas Chinuch. But it's Gzeres HaKasuv. You have to set them. Ki Mitzad HaSvara Lo Yitztarchu LaAri Miklat LaAtid Lavo. Pashas Yivoni Ki Rak Shalom VeEmes VeTov Yibi Me'Emela Chabakuvet B'Meir V'Yameinu Rak Gzeres HaKasuv LaAsos HaMitzvah HaZos Gzeres HaKasuv Shiyisach HaKol Tisha. He says it must be that this is what you're going to have to do. And it's right when the Mashiach comes, we're going to have to separate these because the borders are going to be expanded. That's the Minchas Chinuch. He can't fathom that we're going to need them in the future. If you look at the Meshech Chachma says, no, maybe we will need them. And he talks about the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Be'ita Achishena. There are two ways that we will be redeemed. Be'ita in the time if we're not Zocheh, or Achishena quickly if we are Zocheh. So Neshech HaKva says, ironically, if it's Be'ita, if we're not Zoche, and it's only when Hashem says he has to force it, basically, because we're never going to be deserving. So in that time, Hashem's going to have to bring miracles, because we don't deserve it, and he's got to change nature, Mishana the whole world, in order to bring the Geula. So if it's in the Ofan of Be'ita, then we're not going to need the Ari Miklat. But if it's Achishena, if it's quickly, because we're Zoche, and Hashem's going to say, okay, I'm going to bring it quickly, Mashiach, then it's going to be Olam Kiminago Noheg. Like Shmuel says, Ein Bein Olam Azeli Mosa Mashiach, El Shibin Malchiyus Bilvad. And in that type of circumstance, we will need these Ari Miklat, because Olam Kiminago Noheg. That's the Meshach Chachma. The third shot, after the Minchas Chinuch, after the Meshach Chachma, is Rav Sternbach in the Tavadah says, well, maybe it means a different type of reason for the Ari Miklat. We're going to need them in the future. Why? Person runs to Ari Miklat to do tshuva, to get kapara, to refocus his life. So maybe when Mashiach comes, we won't have people who kill b'shogeg, and that's the reason to run to Ari Miklat. But we'll have many, many people that want to improve, that want to get better in their avodas Hashem, and that's why they're going to run to the Ari Miklat, because they're worried about their neshama, they're worried about their ruchnius. And in that way, the Ari Miklat will still serve a purpose, even if not the purpose that they serve Bizban Azeh. Again, the Chinuch repeats, as we said earlier, that all 48 cities of Ari Levium function as Hatzalah. Six of them are designated, and there are differences between the 42 and the six. Do you have to pay rent? Is it Kolet Ladas or not Ladas? But this is the mitzvah of setting up Ari Miklat. And the mitzvah applies, the Chinuch ends off, Bizban Shi Yisrael Shurim Alar Masam, when B'nai Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah that's mutal on the Melech, and on the Sibur. Okay, we will stop here.